You're listening to Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio 89.1. Good morning. I'm Norma Martinez. School finance reform is expected to be one of the top priorities of the 2019 Texas legislative session. After failing to pass legislation last session, a state commission has spent a year creating a roadmap for lawmakers to enact that reform. But key questions remain. To help answer those is Texas Public Radio's education reporter, Camille Phillips. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, Norma.
Well, you've been following the issue. You're going to help break down what we can expect during this session. Well, of course, we already know that school finance has been a priority for the legislature. Can you give us a bit of a background and why that issue is so important this time around?
Sure. Well, over the past decade, the state's share of K-12 public education funding has dropped from about half down to 38%. School districts rely on local property taxes to make up the difference, with property-rich districts helping to pay for property-poor districts. At the same time, parts of the school funding formula haven't been updated since the 1980s. So there's widespread agreement that reform is needed to replace the outdated parts of the formula and reduce the reliance on property taxes, but there are different views on what reform means.
Now, we just mentioned that commission that's been working for a year to create a roadmap. What is that commission recommending be done?
Well, broadly speaking, to get rid of those outdated parts of the formula, increase state funding, reduce property taxes, and target money to better support students with higher needs, especially low-income students and English language learners.
So what will you be watching for during this session?
The big question for the session will be whether the state will dedicate new money, and if so, how much? Will the increase be enough to provide more money to districts, or will it simply offset the expected cuts to property taxes? The other unanswered question is where that new state money will come from. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager is projecting an 8% increase in state revenue, which theoretically means there's more money to go around, but there are also lots of demands for that money, including the cost of Harvey. This is also the top question for school finance attorney David Thompson, who has represented districts in past lawsuits against the state. When I spoke to him recently, he told me that for the most part, he's pleased with the recommendations in the report.
There are a lot of very good ideas. And the real issue to me is, are they aspirational, or are we going to have a commitment on the revenue side that will actually allow us to make them reality?
So the million-dollar question, or maybe I should say the billion-dollar question, is how much money will be enough?
Right. There's differing opinions on that. Thompson is hoping for $5 or $6 billion. He says that will be enough to both reduce reliance on property taxes and better support students. The first draft of the commission report said increasing state support by more than $1.7 billion would be a, quote, important first step. But the final draft instead says simply that significant additional state resources are needed. Commission Chair Scott Brister advocated for the removal of dollar amounts out of concern that it could set the state up for a lawsuit if it doesn't follow through. Meanwhile, outgoing House Speaker Joe Strauss has said he plans to recommend adding more than $5 billion. That's one of his last duties before he officially leaves office, is to submit a proposed budget.
I'm sure lawmakers have differing views on the type of property tax reform we can expect. What do you foresee in the ledge?
Governor Greg Abbott has his proposal out. It would basically set a 2.5% cap on property tax revenue growth, which means a school district that has a rapidly increasing property value would have more of an impact. According to the Texas Education Agency, that would cut more than $3 billion from the school funding formula by 2023. The governor's proposal does include some additional state dollars for schools, but not nearly as much. Districts get less than a dollar for every $3 in tax relief.
So what other elements of the commission's recommendations will you be watching for?
Well, I expect some lively debate around educator merit pay. Most of the teacher unions I've been keeping an eye on would prefer to have an increase across the board, not saying that it wouldn't be worth a discussion, but they think that overall teacher salary should increase before you even talk about rewarding some and not others. There's also an interesting proposal to give districts more money based on how many students are proficient in third grade reading and how many students graduate high school basically ready for college. But there's a lot of debate about whether you should give school districts money for proficiency versus giving them the money to help improve their schools to begin with. There's also a proposal to add additional funding for early childhood literacy, basically give more weight to students that are in kindergarten through third grade. And the idea is that could help fund additional full-day pre-K.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a lot on lawmakers' plates that's going to be keeping you busy during this legislative session. We're looking forward to hearing your reports on Texas Public Radio. We've been talking with TPR's education reporter, Camille Phillips. Thank you, Camille.
Sure thing, Norma.